privacy, I'll keep it hush hush. I'll stay down low for you. I like when it's just you and me, I'll keep it hush hush, hush hush, baby. Hey guys, it's Courtney
and Lex,
and you're listening to another episode of The Pleasure Is All Yours. If this is your first time listening, we are a podcast dedicated to the sexual liberation of the Black and queer community. We are here to learn, to laugh, and to just really discuss all the sexy ways that the pleasure is.
All yours.
It's all yours, baby. What's up, beach?
You know, I'm really high. I just sat here and realized that.
You know, that blunts be doing it to you.
Yeah, they really do. And you know, I don't be smoking them blunts like that no more.
Yeah, you don't. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you're around people that smoke blunts, I get it. It's like a cigarette, you know? Just sometimes you just really crave a cigarette. Just one. And like, it's usually after you've been drinking or a long day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I drove my coworker home, and she was like, we should spark this up on the way. I was like, I like that idea. We should do that. Yeah, so fab. And I'm really hungry. Only because what did I eat today? I had chicharrones.
Ooh.
And a Celsius.
Oh, no.
That's it? Yeah, that's it.
Babe, we've got to be better than that.
I'm starving.
Wow, okay, well, you know, I did offer to go downstairs.
It's raining. And, you know, I want to, like, lay down. Like, yeah. I want to be, like, you're in your comfy sweat.
Okay.
Your comfy jammies.
We'll make it quick.
Cute little set thing,
we'll
you know.
We'll make it quick. Just, like, just remember, you guys, if you're like, man, why is this episode only 27 minutes? It's not me. It was never me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm definitely part of the reason. Because we were supposed to do this yesterday. And for a number of reasons, it couldn't get done. Mostly because I was honestly having a hard time just like thinking about what I wanted to talk about this week.
Yeah.
You know, it happens. We can't all be creative output, you know, content creators. I don't know.
I know what you mean. Yeah. It, like, can't always be on.
Yeah, you can't.
Sometimes I just don't be thinking about nothing. I'm sorry. Sometimes I just turn my whole brain off.
Where do you think you go, like, during that time? Because I have to process things even in my dreams. Like, I feel like I don't think.
I don't know. Like, it's not like my brain is off, really. I'm more, like, I say it as in, like, I'm not really conscious of my brain.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Can I ask you how you, like, fall into that? Is there something like you're like, okay, let me sit down and you press the off button or you press the sleep mode?
So like, for instance, when I'm at work, I literally, like, you know that episode of SpongeBob where he's like, you only know fine dining and breathing, you know?
Yes.
That's like essentially what I do to my brain just for like 8 hours. So it's like, I don't know what I am. Like, what is life outside of here? Not sure. I'm very much on when I'm there. I'm telling you, the second I clock out and I get to my car, I'm like, what is a job? I don't know what a job is. If I'm feeling like this morning, I was feeling like really emotional. And I was like, you know, I'm not doing this today. I was like, you know, maybe we'll do this later. When I'm like by myself at some point, we'll do this later. And I was like, all right, girl, we'll do this later. And I just tucked her away.
Well, I hate to like bring up the file or anything, mm-hmm. but what were you feeling this morning?
I was just feeling like, you know, I have like, I just feel like whenever I really value people around me, sometimes my anxiety gets me into like this mindset, and I know this is like a mother wound and like an abandonment issue, you know? So I was just like really anxious, and I had like this really anxious dream last night. And so I was just like super, super anxious. And I don't know. I don't have dreams a lot of the times. And when I do have dreams, they're usually like really, they're either like really, they're just really emotional, you know, like they invoke some kind of emotion pretty intensely. And I just had this dream that I was just being just replaced by just everybody around me, you know, and I hate that. So I was just really like on one this morning. And I was like, I'm just going to cry about this later. I can't do this right now.
Oh my God.
Because I just didn't have time. I didn't have the energy. And it's not even like I'm putting it off. I literally was just like, girl, we just don't have time right now. So we're going to do it later.
Okay.
And I just tucked her away. I gave her a nap. I put her to bed.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. When she wakes up, you know, and you've talked to her a little bit,
mm-hmm.
let me know how you're feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's interesting because from the outside looking in, I would say that you have even more people, I think, that you have in your circle and
yeah.
admire you so much and are there.
That's the reason why I was telling that bitch to go to sleep. I was like, we're going to deal with this yeah. later. We're going to address why you're feeling like that, because what's really going on?
Yeah.
Literally, your birthday was just like a few days ago.
Yes. Oh my God. Speaking of,
maybe it's birthday blues.
You know what? Every year it happens.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe because there was so much going on this mm-hmm. weekend, and you know, people were just around you.
Yeah.
That you couldn't feel that way on your actual birthday. So yeah. Now it's just like.
I think it's like one of those things too, where I'm just like, girl, like I just always assume that, not always assume, in emotional states, I assume that like people are like being nice to me just because they feel like they have to, because I'm nice to them, you know, and not because they want to be nice to me
yeah.
or be considerate of me. And that's like really conflicting to deal with a lot of the times, because it makes it hard to like sometimes take what people say for what they say. And I know, and like, I just have to, I don't know, I've been spending a lot of time. I mean, I have been for like a really long time, like rewiring my brain, but sometimes it'd be real hard. Yeah. So I think that's what I'm having an issue with right now.
That's tough. But the fact that mm-hmm. you can pinpoint, I always say that about you. Like, the fact that you know the issue is like half of it.
Cause I just, if I'm going to think so much about this shit, I'm going to think logically about it. Okay.
Very Libra.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I had fun, you know, on the things that we did for your birthday.
Yes. My birthday weekend was really great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. It was a really great time. I was telling, because one of my coworkers asked me about my birthday. And they're like, oh, what did you do? What did you do? And I was just like, I just felt like I had to boast. I was like, I just know that I am, like, so blessed and lucky to have people around me that care about me and that want to celebrate me and want to remind me that I should be celebrated. And I just think that makes me so blessed. And they were like, oh, well, I guess your birthday was good then, huh? And I was like, yeah, it was. It was really chill. We did a lot of my favorite things.
Yeah.
So absolutely. And I just always love when I get to have Korean barbecue. Mm. I just love that chicken. I love tteokbokki. I love it. It's just so good.
What's the name of the spot you go to?
BB.Q Chicken, Richardson, Arlington, Plano.
Oh. Well, shout out. Okay. Yeah. Not the multiple locations.
Yeah,
okay,
baby. Absolutely. I love it. It's a 20-minute drive from my house, and I go get them, especially when I'm really, really craving it. I'm like, I'm sorry. I will be going to get this right now.
You deserve.
Yeah. I wish they delivered to my house, though.
Yeah. Richardson is kind of far to deliver.
Yeah. But how are you? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm good. I had a good weekend too.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good weekend. My mother and I spent some QT
Love
together,
that.
Getting some stuff together for like the trips that I have coming up for work, which will be super interesting. Hopefully, I'll have some fun stories to share.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like really into figuring out my style for fall, which right now includes a lot of work clothes.
Yeah.
But, like, they're still very cute and very me. So I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. How can I, like, take this but, like, make it, like, club worthy? Or, like,
yeah.
make it, like, dinner on, like, a Saturday night?
Yeah.
You know, like, how do I make it for the other things that I want to do?
Whenever I'm shopping, that's usually one thing I'm thinking of. How will I be also able to wear this at some point outside of work?
Right. Like, yeah.
In, like, a slut way.
And definitely in a slut way. Because I have blazers in there that I know I could wear in a slut way.
And like a tiny skirt?
Come on.
Some shoes?
Come on.
No shirt underneath, but one the button buttoned? titties?
With this new...
Come on.
This new corporate baddie job is going to come with a new corporate baddie attitude.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I step out. So, you know, stay tuned.
Ooh,
so
bitch.
Get out the motherfucking way. Mm. Is that what this was referring to?
Yeah, but I also was meshing it with Beyonce's move.
Oh, well, how gay.
I'm with my girls and we on these face. When the queen come through the fire, like the way I say, move out the way.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I love that song. Now I'm like singing it in my head.
You can't stop. Once you start, you can't stop. Yeah. And now you have to sing the rest of the album.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah, so it's been good. My birthday's in a few weeks now.
Yes.
And so I'm kind of also just trying to figure out where I want to go, like where the things I need to fix personally,
mm-hmm.
you know, moving into 27 mm-hmm. and, you know, the strides that I hope to make during this next year.
Yeah.
I remember I wrote a letter to myself on my 25th birthday. It wasn't last year. So yeah, uh-huh. my 25th birthday. And it was just like very not, like I wasn't in a good place. And so then when I read that this year, I was like, oh, okay, lots has changed in a good way. And I feel like I've worked on myself in that 2 years. So I'm going to write myself a nice little note leading into my 27th birthday. Hopefully in 2 years,
mm-hmm.
I'll be reading it, like I fucking said in your card, on a fucking island or on a fucking beach somewhere with
yeah.
a fucking cocktail in my goddamn hands.
Absolutely.
But like high end, make it high end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody bringing me nice fruits on a platter.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So it is Halloween. So instead of doing like a little fun fact, like I always do, I thought I would interest you in a game of fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Halloween
yeah.
Halloween edition.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
This is a great idea.
Yeah. So. This first one, I tried to give it in waves, like, you know, different vibes, because there's a lot of different vibes you can go for Halloween.
Okay.
The first one, Elvira.
Okay.
Morticia Adams. Jennifer from Jennifer's Body. Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay. Obviously, I'm marrying Morticia Adams,
because
then I can fuck her whenever.
True.
You know.
Yeah.
Both.
And she seems like very much on your level of mixing eroticism and romanticism.
Yes, and danger. So I'm okay with that too.
Yes.
I would fuck Elvira because she's a lesbian IRL. Okay. And I would just have to kill that little white bitch. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, that's true. When I was making
Megan
it,
Fox is Megan Fox, mm-hmm. is that one of her? Okay.
When I was making it, I tried to think of you, like, just think of who you are as a person, what you like, what you don't like. And I was like, okay, well, she would be interesting because, like, she likes to kill men,
mm-hmm,
and she likes
yeah.
to eat men. I feel like that's something you like to bond over.
Absolutely.
And, like, you'd probably, like, fuck, like, you'd kill, like, a dude, and then you'd fuck each
yeah.
other, you know? Like, something sexy and mm-hmm. hot, and so that, you know, I just wanted to make
absolutely.
It interesting for you.
You did absolutely amazing.
I'm gonna definitely fuck Jennifer,
okay,
Mary,
yeah.
Morticia,
yeah.
kill Elvira. Love her.
I just like her hair. I like how big her hair is
yeah.
and her hips, and I like the clips I've seen of her, like, flirting with men, but then being like, he lied.
I'm gay. Okay, so then the next one,
mm-hmm.
we're getting a little more gory, okay?
Okay.
Fuck, Mary, kill Jason, Freddy, Michael Myers.
Ooh. Okay. I guess I would marry Michael Myers because that nigga's creepy and here's why.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just have him stand in the doorway.
Ooh.
All right, go get your mask. Go get it.
Go get it.
I'm gonna make my man get his mask on your ass.
Okay.
There you go. Who is it? What was the other one?
Jason, Freddy, Michael Myers. So you said you were marry Michael Myers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Jason, ooh, okay. Jason and Freddy both have those weird faces.
Ugh. Well, no, Jason is the ski mask looking one. The hockey mask with the holes in it.
Oh, okay. That was the one that I was wanting. Okay.
Oh, okay. So Michael Myers has a mask. But
yeah, his mask is, yeah, I can tolerate that one.
Okay.
Freddy Krueger's mask is weird.
Freddy Krueger, that's his fucking face.
Oh, yes, okay. See, look, I'm
gonna pull
high.
Up
I'm
these motherfucking
the...
pictures.
No, I know. Freddy Krueger got the knives. Mm-hmm. Michael Myers got the. I mean, they both have the knives.
The other ones
got the stabby stabbies. Yeah. I would have to kill Ski Mask because he's scary.
Okay.
I don't like his face. He's scary.
Yeah.
And you know, I guess I would fuck Freddy Krueger because he's got the knife hand.
Oh my God. Well, I guess, yeah, you do have that little kinky stuff you would like.
Yeah, so I'm like, I could deal with that. Yeah, I could deal with that.
His face is so disgusting and wet and like, because he knows it's like his skin. On him. Okay.
Like they did in Scary Movie, like Shorty did to that ghost in the closet in Scary Movie 2. He said, no, don't talk. Lead a bag on.
Okay, that would work. I'm going to have to fuck. Ooh, okay, I'm gonna fuck.
You did this.
I know I did. And I didn't even think of my answers, which is good because I wanted to see the genuineness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna fuck Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
Because he talks a lot and like he's like real like sassy and shit. Mm-hmm. And I just shut the fuck up. Eat this pussy, shut the fuck up.
I thought his face was wet.
It is. But maybe I would like that on my vagina.
Hey, maybe it'll feel. Yeah.
And, you know, he's got, like, a very pointy nose and, like, a chin. Like,
hell yeah.
I'm fucking him, okay? I'm going to kill that nigga Michael Myers.
Okay.
First of all, bad wig. Hate that shit. Hate him.
Mikael
Myers, okay? He looks like he has, like, a hair transplant. And also, he's just too pasty.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I don't like him. I don't like his jumpsuit. Nothing about him. I would marry Jason for one reason only.
Why?
I like how he's built. Like, he's got some girth to him. Like, he's, like, a thick, like, not, like, a fat dude or even, like, a plus-size model, mm-hmm. like, the build. He just looks sturdy as hell. And, like, I've always really liked that about him. And he's got this mask on that doesn't, like, move at all. It doesn't show any facial expressions or anything. Like, Michael Myers, it moves. But the mask that Jason has, I don't know. I feel like just be silent. Don't say
just
anything.
Just be silent. Don't say
I don't
want to
even see your eyebrows. I love it. Let's keep it that way.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's that one.
I love it. That that ski mask is just so scary.
I don't know. Something about it. But I think the Michael Myers mask is way scarier.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so
cool. It looks more like a person.
Yeah. That's true, but that's almost what so scary about it. Okay, the last one, off the rails.
Okay. Okay.
Annabelle.
Okay.
Nosferatu.
Okay.
And is it Aro from the Volturi?
Okay. Oh, man. Aro, Nosferatu, and...
Annabelle, bitch.
Annabelle. Okay. I'm killing Annabelle because that's a scary-ass doll.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with dolls. Throw that bitch in a furnace. No. Nosferatu, I would have to marry him.
Okay,
and I guess I would have to fuck... What's his name?
Aro.
That's the one with the... Where he got his head ripped off, right?
Yeah.
That's the one? In the illusion?
Okay. No, he's the main one. Yeah,
that's okay. Who I'm talking about.
With the black hair.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I would say the same thing.
He would have to turn me into a vampire, though.
Yeah, so maybe I would marry Aro.
What if I showed up to your door as a vampire?
Girl, I'd be so fucking excited. I'd be like, bite my ass, let's go. Like, let's fucking go. I would be so happy, seriously.
She said, first thing we about to do, rob a fucking bank. Run through the water, go to another country.
Hey.
Learn the language super quick, because we can read books real quick now.
It would just be a whole new life, except for the fact that we would have to go to like some private island, which we'd eventually be able to afford because we robbed a bank.
Yeah, absolutely.
How we could experience sun that way.
What if we like just had a really good like hood? And then, like, we just moved really fast. Like, if we move really fast, yeah. How are they going to see us?
Yeah. I fuck with that.
It's like, okay, so I know exactly what time you're opening the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the dash. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Boom. It's done. I think that you should really work on this.
Okay, I'll start looking for a vampire.
Thank you. Like, how fun would that be? Ah! You've been, like... asking me to join your coven for a while, and I'm just like, okay, I will. Just give me a little bit, give me some time. And I think that if you showed up as a vampire, I would be like, get to bleaching, bitch.
Okay, got it.
For bet. Sure, I'm in it to win it. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my gosh. I'm actually unbelievably excited. I feel like it's actually happening. Because I've never thought about how awesome life would be.
If we were vampires?
Yeah, and like, to be honest.
So would we be True Blood kind of vampires, or would we be like Twilight kind of vampires?
I love the mix of both, because True Blood, they can't even touch sun.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be that style, but I want to be, like, I want to have the abilities of the Cullens where we could choose if we wanted to drink animal blood and human blood. Yeah. And we could go out in the sun if we wanted to.
Yeah.
I like that. But I want to be, like, as powerful and like hungry and like sex driven as like the vampires in True Blood, and I want my blood to like
do
be,
the
like,
thing
ecstasy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Ooh. Take a bitch home and be like, hey, wanna
literally like
just a little drink. No, you can't even give them too much. It's like a drop even.
Oh yeah, it's like a taste.
We're not gonna roofie anyone.
No.
We're just going to offer it to you like a little thing of acid.
Yeah. And then I got you. I'll be your trip advisor or whatever they call it. Mm-hmm. Trip mother. Whatever. Mm-hmm. This is reminding me of just how obsessed I was with wanting to be a vampire and like everything vampire when I was younger, like in middle school, high school, like beginning of high school when I was reading Twilight. And like I would just be in my room like up for hours just thinking about how awesome my life would be.
I wish I could be a vampire for sure.
It's just so cool, and they were so hot, you know. And I know we'd be even hotter because we were black, like instantly.
Oh my god,
yeah,
it's like wow. Oh yeah,
yeah. Usually we do a pleasure moment. I forgot about that.
Oh yeah.
Well, Lex, what's your pleasure moment this week?
I think it was probably my whole birthday weekend. I had a really great massage. I've been thinking about that massage since I got it. That one was really, really good.
Where was it?
I don't know.
It was like a little boutique vibe?
Yeah, I think so. It was right in the same shopping center as Malai.
Oh, you did say that. It's
I don't know. You know, Red just Ubered me places. I didn't really pay attention to anything.
I love that. I love that idea. Was it a man or a woman?
It was a guy. That was the first time I got one from a guy.
The pressure, like, is so unreal.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah, he was, like, talking about my discs or something at the end. And I was like, thanks. Okay, love that. But, you know, definitely my lower back is where, like, I was like, please. I just wish, you know, I always wish they get the feet more. But also, I know because I have to put my shoes on, the oil all on your feet. Oh. And, like, walking around on the floor. Yeah. I get it. I'm just saying. I wish.
I have a fucking fantastic idea.
What?
Oh, my God. And I'm just going to say it because
that way we're going to give each other foot massages?
We can. I'm not opposed. Okay? I'm not opposed. However, a few years ago, I got my dad, like, a certificate to a foot reflexology, like, place and like you literally just go and you pay, it's like $50 and it's a foot spa, and they just, it's not like a pedicure, they just completely wash your feet, exfoliate the feet, do a Thai like foot massage, and it's an hour, but they just sit in front of your feet and it's just all for your feet.
Yeah, that sounds really great.
We need to do that. That's what we'll be doing.
Okay.
Because yes.
Love it.
And like, feet is just such an underrated part of your body, other than a pedicure and like a quick 4-minute massage that they do on it or whatever.
Listen, I carry around ass and titties all day, and thighs and hips.
I think my pleasure moment this week was definitely, part of it was definitely celebrating your birthday. It's always fun, having your besties together, you know? And we played a lot of games.
I love playing games with my friends. Yeah. It's like so great.
It's so fun.
And then we had a game night the next day, which was also really great.
Yes.
Which I have been getting requests for.
Yes. And like, you should definitely
do
it again.
Another one.
Yes. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And I want to play more board games. Like, you know, I'm itching to play fucking Scattergories. Like, yes. I feel like I'm going to play by myself.
No, we can play.
Fuck.
Yeah, we'll definitely play. I was thinking maybe Sunday we can have a game night.
Ooh, yeah, because I leave the next day, so I don't even have to work.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm into it. I'm fucking into it.
Okay.
Maybe
we can drink and play games.
I've been drinking so much lately, y'all. I've said that every week, which is how I know it's really a problem. It is what it is. It is what it is. My pleasure moment this week, other than celebrating your birthday, excuse me, was, oh, yes, I got the iPhone 15.
Love that, yes.
Fun.
After having the whatever one.
Yeah, you know, I had a 10. It used to overheat just looking at it. Like, it would just stop charging in the middle of the night because it couldn't handle charging. Like, that's how old this felt like. Oh, no, baby. But, excuse me, one second.
Whenever you didn't grab it, I was like,
okay. What were we talking about? Oh,
what's your moment?
My iPhone 15. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, I got the iPhone 15. And if you didn't know, which I didn't know, mm-hmm. that when you order the iPhone through AT&T, they actually will send it and a representative to your home to transfer all your data for you. So this dude, who was found out later was 26, came over to my mom's house, thank God, and was trying to help me with my phone. But because my phone is so fucking old, the iPhone 10 was so old that it wouldn't even transfer my info, and it took him like 2 hours to even get to that point to where he was like, okay, I don't think it's going to work. And he was like, but I can come to your apartment. And like, I had been sitting with him for 2 hours, like working. So we were just talking a lot. And I, you know, I shared a lot. My mom asked me something about the podcast. So I was talking about the podcast. And he was like, oh, what's your podcast? And I'm like, oh, you know, it's just like, it's a podcast, like just about like pleasure. Like that's, yeah. Whenever I talk to anybody that just like randomly asks about my podcast, that especially people I like even sort of work with, I would just say it's all about pleasure. Like just how you can experience more pleasure throughout your daily life.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I love podcasts. I'll go ahead and check it out. Like you here, take my phone and like save it for me. And I was like, okay. You know, just no pressure. And he's like, well, and then my mom was like, she was upstairs on her computer. And she was like, oh, like listening to how I described it. And he was like, what is she talking about? What do you mean? And I'm like, it's nothing.
Don't give it away, girl.
Yeah. Like, come on. But anyway, we were just chatting and he was like, I can come over to your apartment tomorrow and like help you if you can't transfer any of this data over tonight, like before you have to wipe the phone to turn it in.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, yeah, like cool. Like, yeah, I gave him he has my phone number and everything. So he had already texted me. So I just texted him back and I said, this is Courtney, you know, I'll let you know tomorrow, whatever. And then before he leaves, he like shows me what's on my new phone. And he's like, okay, let me just make sure that your stuff is working. So he like goes into my photos to make sure some photos have popped up. Bitch, why the first photo that popped up was me fucking spread eagle on this couch with some heels and like a dress pulled up to the top. And like, I was like my legs were like, one leg was like this way and the other leg was like this way. This is my pussy, my asshole, like everything is just right there for
him.
Hey,
I hope he gave you $20.
I wish, bitch, that would have made up for it. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, I was just trying to, like, not be freaked out about it because I felt like if I didn't care, then maybe he wouldn't care. So I was just like, oh, no, it happens, cool. And then he's like, okay, let me just make sure your 5G is working. So he hits my internet, and nothing, like I said, nothing else but these pussy pics and the internet history transferred onto my new phone. So when he opened it up, it was my XNXX. Like portal with like the craziest sex on it. It just like was some bonded shit, and it was just, of course. It was just insane, and I just felt so uncomfortable. But luckily, he was on his way out, and then he texted me the next morning, was like, "Hey, I can drop by and help you with the rest." And I was like, "I got it." So I just sat there and I airdropped every piece of information.
Oh my God.
From my phone to my laptop. And then some of my other stuff to the phone. But
yeah,
my pleasure moment was upgrading my life and getting a new phone. And so for the pleasure principle this week, which I didn't even announce.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. For the pleasure principle this week, I wanted to combine some Halloween-y type things with, of course, like any kind of sex or witchy vibes. And I did come across an article on, her website is called lotusblooms.com. It looks like a blog. And actually, she's pretty interesting. I like the way she writes. So shout out to you. Shout out to them. Because I actually don't know your pronouns, babe.
Yeah.
So they wrote an article about witchy shit throughout history. And I know we did a little episode on that a few weeks ago. But I just wanted to read like these two because I thought they were super interesting. So the first one is Egyptian, and it involves Set and Orisis, and they are Egyptian gods. Mm-hmm. They're brothers, and like I guess their relationship turned sour, and they just were like at war with each other for a really long time. Mm-hmm. So eventually Set kills Orisis and dismembers him and scattered his body throughout parts of Egypt. But his wife, Isis, was not playing with that. She said, I miss my nigga. I have to find him and put him back together. So she was one of the most powerful goddesses in the Egyptian mythology.
Okay.
And she finds all the different parts of his body, puts him back together, but she couldn't find his dick. So she was like, I have to have this man's perfect penis. So she crafted a solid gold dick and gifted it to the last part of his body. And they actually conceived their son, sky god Horus, through this magical solid gold penis.
Wow. Damn. Gold member.
Yes. Quite literally, yeah.
That's crazy.
Maybe that's where they got it from.
That's crazy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Imagine just... Like, you're... Okay, question. Hold on. Back okay, up.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess he's a god, so if you chop him up, it doesn't kill him? Question mark?
I guess these were, like, maybe it was his human form, or maybe not, because a god killed a god, so, like, maybe they can kill a god. I don't know.
Well, Hades couldn't kill Hercules, so what was up with that?
This is Greek mythology.
Oh,
right,
sorry.
Now we are speaking of Egyptian mythology, and I feel like it's different vibes, different okay. rules, just like the vampire, like Twilight yeah. vampire, True Blood vampire.
Yeah.
You got Egyptian gods and you got Greek gods.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you now. I was like, that doesn't make sense, but yeah, okay.
Also, these are black gods, so I just feel like that this is the truth.
Okay, for you know? Sure. I can get down with that. That just gave me that question. But
naturally,
yeah, bitch. But also she was like, okay, basically she was like, nah, because if you gonna kill my man, I'm gonna go get him and I'm gonna put his ass back together.
Yeah.
And you know what? His dick is gonna be so much better than yours. Why? Solid gold. Solid she probably gold. Bought him in front of everybody and was like, drop your pants, darling.
Look what I did. Look at my beautiful creation.
Literally.
Like, I know that you don't dream of dick. You just don't.
No.
But I have a question.
I dream of... Okay.
This is a queer podcast, so I'll make it fast.
Okay.
But also, I know you bitches, like, some of you bitches like dick, like me. And that's cool, too. What would be your perfect dick? Like, if you had to craft a penis out of gold or a phallic-like object out okay. of gold. Like, it doesn't have to be connected to a man or a male person, male thing.
I think it would be like, maybe like, I'm trying to think, maybe 8 to 9, probably 8. And then not like super girthy, but just enough where you're like, oh, that's a dick, you know?
Yeah. Wow, 8 inches.
You know what that's about.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. Okay, cool. I'm a solid, let's say, 7
okay.
with lots of girth.
Love it. Perfect.
Like a girthy object. That would be my... I might have to like craft one out of clay.
Hey, oh, okay.
And show you
Maybe
guys.
We can like... figure out how to make you a mold and just get you like silicone so you can make a body safe one.
Oh, I would never use it.
Oh, okay.
But
just to have one.
Just to have. That way when people okay. ask me, Courtney, what's your perfect size
She's
cock?
Just going to be like, oh, it's up there on my mantle.
Please take a look and see how you size up.
Send a pic. Does your dick look like this?
If not, I don't want it. Dead it. Of course, the next one is going to be Greek mythology because they are the horniest of the gods for sure.
Somebody had to do it to them.
So the Greeks had a festival celebrating the goddess Athena. It was called Enthesteria, and it bears a resemblance to like Halloween in the sense that they celebrate by honoring the dead. And they believe that spirits walk freely among the people during this, like, three-day festival. It also involves Dionysus, who is the god of, like, wine.
We talked about him.
Yes, we did. And how, like, he's just, like, a cool-ass nigga.
I love that. Like, I'd probably fuck his ass, too.
Absolutely. And this
I would throw some pussy at him, for
100%.
Sure. Wine? And, he made sexy, fun, girly juice?
Duh.
Come on.
And actually, this article talks about how Dionysus may have been gender fluid and, like, actually kind of non-binary. Mm-hmm. And obviously polyamorous.
Yeah. They always talk about how pretty he is, too. Yes, yeah. They're like, he wasn't handsome. He was a beautiful person.
Beautiful.
I'm like, damn, you know, I love me a pretty bitch.
And it says here that he might be queer because he once made a promise to a male worshiper that he would have sex with him when he returned from his travels. But on discovering that the worshiper had died while he was away, he kept his promise by having anal sex with a tree that grew over the worshiper's grave.
So he fucked a tree in honor of his long-lost booty call.
I think that's really beautiful. He said, I can't fuck you like I promised, so I'm gonna fuck this tree.
I hope you're watching.
Oh, he was. Those roots were entangled, you know?
I'm imagining splinters in my...
He's a god. I'm sure he just made his penis like wood.
Oh, okay.
You know, to match.
Molded the tree into a penis.
So that's a little bit about Dionysus. But this festival was celebrating, that celebrated Athena and apparently Dionysus, involved a drinking competition where people would sign up to drink like copious amounts of wine and see who could drink the most wine. Obviously, things would get a little crazy. And the second day of the festival was pretty much dedicated to sex. So they had this like ritual where they would take a married woman and bring her to this like shed where she would... Let's see. Okay, let me just read it. It said, taken to a bull shed and ritually remarried to Dionysus, either with her husband or a priest masked and getting down with a little sexy role playing as the god. So really she was just remarrying her husband, but her husband would pretend to be Dionysus. And this would like please Dionysus and like they would have a fruitful year, I guess. They said that many other cultures have a similar ritual for the purpose of fertility of the land.
Okay.
Yeah, but interesting. This was a lot better than some of the other type of sacrifices, considering like you're not killing anybody.
Yeah.
You know, you just fuck.
Hey, I'd rather fuck than stab someone.
Yeah.
Depends.
Truly depends. Truly. Mm-hmm. That's kind of all I got, you know. I just, some of this other stuff, it has even scarier words. Yeah. Lots of words I can't pronounce, and...
I don't speak Greek.
I don't speak Greek. I don't speak those. So, yeah. I hope you liked that, Lex.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
Thanks. When in doubt, cute it out. Do you have anything to tell these people? Oh! If you are free and you're listening to this on Wednesday, which if you are, shout out to you. Thanks, girl, for keeping us on your notifications.
Yes.
If you are listening to this on Wednesday, October 25th, we have a screening by Diamond Williamson all about Black women and friendships, and specifically friendship breakups. You can find that screening in Dallas. So if you are local to us, that is tomorrow at 8 o'clock. The tickets are in the, the tickets are in our bio. I sure did put them in there. Yes. Mm-hmm. The tickets are in our bio, so you can click that link to get the tickets. And if you want to see me out, Lex, if you want to come, You are definitely invitado. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, come out and support a black woman and a black queer woman.
Yes.
And their documentary all about black women and friendships. If this is your first time listening to us, leave us a review. Maybe not on this episode, but like on an episode. subscribe to our YouTube, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, all that good jazz. You can find us at allyourpleasures_ on Instagram and TikTok, and the same on YouTube, actually. So, woohoo. Whether you're listening to this on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we love you. Bye. Bye.